morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Good Friday and Easter weekend. Now, you might be looking for something to celebrate this hallow weekend of our Lord rising from the dead to leave chocolate eggs around for children to find while adults dine on mimosas. Art Father, who brunch in heaven, hallow be thy reservation. Something that I wish would die and stay dead are these ridiculous tween end-of-the-world savior bull crap. Allegiant and the whole Divergent series is the ugly, less talented stepchild of the Hunger Games. Triss, Fall, and the rest of the stupidly named rabble-rousers decide to leave the safety of Chicago in the wall, seeking out the masterminds behind the experiment of the faction system. They believe the creators will hold the answers they need to save the world. Tensions in Chicago are rising. With Janine's death, resistance leader Evelyn has taken over, but is merely repeating the sins of the past. However, will Triss find the answer she seeks, or just more lies, corruption, and decay? The Divergent series is, in many ways, exceptionally smart. It explores the consequences of perfecting the human genome. It invites audiences to examine whether we can defy our nature for the good of a higher cause. The film even featured Jeff Daniels, my favorite adult critique of societal pitfalls, and even then, ladies and gentlemen, the film failed to execute or deliver anything exciting. It's odd, shall we ponder a second, that a film boasting the necessity for change and altering the paradigm of society relied on exhausted patterns and cliched plot points to bring you to journey's end. We are so over it, people. We have an entitled millennial generation that think that there's God's friggin' gift to the world, and every adult is a sinister criminal mastermind bent on destroying Earth, and only they can liberate us. Shut the F up and selfie yourself. With that, I give Allegiant 1 X out of 5. Thankfully, Jesus died for our sins, so makers of this film can be absolved of their guilt.